Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and as we navigate 2025, we're focusing on a timeless practice that can profoundly impact our well-being, and that is gratitude. This episode is all about showing gratitude in 2025, how to cultivate it, express it, and reap its many benefits in our modern lives. Let's get into it. In a world that constantly emphasizes what we lack, taking time to appreciate what we have is more important than ever. Gratitude isn't just about fleeting feelings. It's a practice, a way of seeing the world that can transform our perspectives and enhance our overall experience. This episode is about being real and raw about the challenges of maintaining gratitude amidst the complexities of modern life and exploring practical ways to make it a consistent part of our 2025 experience. So on today's episode, we'll explore the science-backed benefits of gratitude, discuss how to overcome common obstacles to practicing gratitude, and dive right into the creative and meaningful ways to express our thankfulness in 2025. We'll be raw and honest about the times when gratitude feels difficult, but also celebrate the immense joy and positive impact it can have in our lives. So let's unpack that. Why is gratitude so important? So research has shown that gratitude could actually improve our mental health. That's right. It reduced symptoms of depression and anxiety. So I don't know about you, but anything that can reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety, I'm all for gratitude. It also enhanced your physical health. It improves sleep quality, boosts the immune system, and lowered the blood pressure. Oh my goodness. Who knew? It also strengthened relationships. It increased feelings of connection and appreciation. It also boosts resilience. It helps us cope with challenges and setbacks in the midst of difficulty so that we're more effective. It increases happiness and overall well-being, and it shifts our focus from negativity to positivity. So I don't know about you, but I need more gratitude in my life in 2025. Look at those benefits. All right, so let's focus on how we can actively show gratitude in 2025, making it genuine and consistent part of our lives. So let's break that down. One of the things that you can do is digital gratitude journaling. You can use apps or online platforms to record your daily gratitudes. You also can write in journals. I have several journals available on Amazon.com under my name, Alicia Eads. You can see those as well. But journaling, it's so therapeutic, and it's a great way to express gratitude. And also another strategy is gratitude prompts for reflection. So your prompts can be things like, I'm grateful for a moment of connection with such and such. I appreciate the opportunity to work with such and such. I'm thankful for this challenge because of XYZ. So whatever that looks like for you, you can use the gratitude prompts, download those and fill those in. Those are all great ways to express gratitude. And you can also express gratitude directly by simply making a conscious effort to tell people how much you appreciate them. Don't be shy about letting people know how valuable they are in your life. Whether that's through a simple text, a call, or a handwritten note can make a big difference. If there's someone that you love, let them know it. If there's someone that you appreciate, let them know it. Express your gratitude directly. Another gratitude strategy that I absolutely love is gratitude walks. I used to do this a lot when I worked in Manhattan, and it's simply just taking a walk in nature and focus on the beauty around you. Notice the details you might normally overlook and express gratitude for the natural world. So that's something that I really, really enjoyed. Doing that once I worked near Madison Park, and then once I worked near Hell's Kitchen and Central Park area. So I would like take lunch breaks and be over there near Central Park and just observing people and my environment. I love, love, love gratitude walks. So that's something that you can incorporate in your environment, especially, I don't know where you're at, but when it's warm, you can incorporate those gratitude walks. So another one of my faves is a gratitude jar or a box. Keep a jar or a box where you can write down things you're grateful for and just revisit them later. These are just strategies to find little ways to incorporate more gratitude into your life. Also, mindful moments of appreciation. So take a few moments throughout the day to pause and appreciate the small things like warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a kind gesture from a stranger. That's like, that's so gratifying there. Also, tech-free gratitude time. Take the time to do that. Dedicate a specific time each day, perhaps before bed, to reflect on your day without any digital distractions. So that's something that I'm big on. Before bed, it's no phone time. So you have to have that time where you're able to digitally disconnect from the digital distractions. And that is a little challenging to do. I remember when I used to try to get myself out of that. But once you do it and you do that often, you'll see like how different it is, how you're more relaxed. It definitely changes your thought process and just gives you more mental clarity. So that's tech-free gratitude time. Think of when you could schedule that in, what day that works for you this week. Gratitude with others is another strategy. Share your gratitudes with family, friends, or colleagues. This can create a positive and just an overall uplifting atmosphere. So I know we unpacked a lot, but think of the ways where you can incorporate more gratitude into your day, into 2025, because those are some great benefits of what you'll reap from just cultivating that gratitude. And gratitude, it's really a transformative practice, and it has power to reshape our lives in so many forms. It shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have, from worries to wonders, and from distractions to deep appreciation. So in this fast-paced world that's filled with distractions, so many distractions and challenges, gratitude serves as a grounding force, a way to reconnect with what truly matters. So as we step into 2025, there's no better time to cultivate the habit of gratitude. This year holds a promise of new opportunities, challenges to overcome, and moments to treasure. So by choosing to approach each day with a grateful heart, a mind that's open, a sincere heart, we amplify our joy, strengthen our relationships, and foster a sense of abundance in every aspect of our lives. So understand that there's so many ways to embrace gratitude as a daily practice in 2025. And remember, it's not just about saying thank you, but about experiencing a profound shift in how you see and interact with the world. Gratitude has the power to transform your perspective, elevate your energy, and bring peace and fulfillment to your journey in life. And remember, we talked about those benefits and how it impacts our mental and emotional well-being. So you definitely want to explore gratitude. More gratitude is definitely worth it. And So work on the process of practicing ways where you can integrate gratitude into your everyday life, from journaling to mindfulness practices. Understand how expressing gratitude can enhance your relationships, your career, and your overall happiness. Strategies for finding gratitude, even in difficult or uncertain times, are critical. I definitely provided you with some resources here, and understand that expressing gratitude is such a gift, not just to others, but to yourself. It's a practice that grows stronger the more you use it, creating that ripple effect, positivity, and connection. In 2025, let gratitude be your compass, guiding you toward a year filled with purpose, joy, and abundance. So as you embark on a journey of appreciation and transformation, let's unlock the power of gratitude and just discover how it can shape your life in a beautiful and unexpected way. So take a moment to reflect on the power of appreciation and how it has the potential to transform your life. Gratitude is not just a fleeting emotion, it's a mindset. It's a way of living that helps you focus on the beauty, abundance, and opportunities that present each moment of opportunity and gratification. In 2025, you've chosen to embrace gratitude, and with that choice, you've opened the door to countless blessings. Gratitude strengthens your relationships, boosts your well-being, and reminds you of riches of life. Even during challenging times, it allows you to see life as something to endure, but as a gift to cherish. So understand that you always want to stay positive, stay focused, let gratitude guide your actions, expressing your appreciation outwardly, whether that's through gestures of kindness or heartfelt words, creating ripples of positivity in the lives of others. Understand that even the smallest moments, a kind word, a shared laugh, a stunning sunrise, that just brings great joy. Take time to reflect and be present in the moment and find gratitude even in your challenges, even in tough times. There is always something to learn, a way to grow, an opportunity to discover strength within yourself. So as you start your gratitude journey of 2025, let gratitude serve as your anchor and your compass. Each day brings new chances to appreciate, to connect, and to give thanks. By embracing this powerful practice, you are not only shaping a year filled with joy and fulfillment, but also building a legacy of positivity and resilience. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what 2024 looked like for you, it's a new day and we are in 2025, and there are so many great benefits and rewards for going into this new year with gratitude and appreciation and just being thankful. I'm thankful for every opportunity that presented itself. I'm thankful for every person that's listening in on this podcast. I'm grateful for every moment, for everything that warms my heart. I'm thankful. And I just like to make sure that I tell those around me how much I appreciate them, how much they mean to me, because life is full of surprises. So make sure that you show that level of gratitude and just be thankful for what you have versus focusing on what you don't have. Shift your mindset and let gratitude be your compass, and you'll see how much positivity that starts to just open up and the windows of opportunity just through that positivity and just by you showing gratitude. Better mental health, better physical health, better relationships. I don't know about you, but gratitude is sounding pretty attractive right now. It's sounding pretty good right now. So let's all be mindful of how we can incorporate more gratitude daily in our lives when it's good and even when it's challenging. So understand that you just want to live a life full of love, abundance, and purpose, and just grow into everything that's going to come your way in 2025. So here's to a year of gratitude, growth, and boundless joy. So what are you grateful for today? Take a moment to reflect on it. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, showing gratitude is a powerful practice that can transform your life in 2025 and beyond. Cultivate a grateful heart, express your thankfulness, and watch the positive impact it has on your well-being and your relationships. See you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.